56-16. And we're going to start without Senator Shields, who should be here momentarily. Ta-ta, he's here. Would all of us like to lead us through this, please?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I would point your attention to the packet of information with the memo on the front that's dated June 23rd. This has some updated changes from the memos that were provided to your offices earlier. So, again, if you could work from the packet with the June 23rd memo that is at your place. I will walk through the information. First are the performance measures. OFO is recommending approval of the attached legislatively adopted performance measures. You can see those. It's two pages with a number of adjustments based on subcommittee discussions during phase one and two of the joint committee process. Measures are added to gauge the economic activity associated with wildlife watching, hunting, and commercial fisheries. Also added are measures dealing with endangered species in Oregon, measure dealing with the percent of coho surviving from smolt to adult, species of wildlife and fish being monitored, and also the standard customer satisfaction measures. A number of measures are being deleted that have to do with gauging activities per FTE, and some are without modification. Mr. Chair, that's a brief description of the adjustments and the performance measures for the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Thank you, Paul. We've had a long time to look at and discuss the performance measures. Is there any discussion by the committee? Hearing none, and any objection to the performance measures? And they are accepted as printed. Thank you, Paul. We'll go forward.
Mr. Chair, now I direct your attention to the work session action report, Senate budget version for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I would start on page 15 with recommended adjustments for the propagation program. This starts on page 15. The number of pages missing, those are strictly because they're blanks due to some restructuring in the budget system that was undergone this session.
That's why we went from 3 of 50 to 15 of 50, nothing in between.
Exactly, sir. Okay. There's no information on those. These are the adjustments, again, starting on page 15 of 50, propagation, package 090, cuts support for the Class 9 hatchery operated by the Clatsop Economic Development Committee, reduces the purchase of trout from private aquaculture facilities, and shifts general fund and Cedar Creek hatchery to other funds, also makes smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified to restore funding for Class 9 hatchery, which adds $246,704 of general fund, and restore 1 year of funding for completion of a contract to purchase trout from private aquaculture, which adds $140,156 general fund. LFO is recommending approval as modified.
Any questions?
Well, you know I have questions.
Okay. You know, but I know what those questions are, and you know the answers, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to continue to make it an issue, but I guess now's not the time or place, I guess. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, would you like me to go through all the packages for each of the program units and then move the recommendations each individually?
I think so, and I would ask committee members if we come across a package that you're particularly concerned about and want to speak to, that's fine. Understanding that we are very unlikely to change the packages this late in time. We're getting this into the record. And you'll see several things that are different, and possibly, Paul, you might want to point out things that are different with the House, just so everyone's aware of that. And the last minute changes you were asked to make, which we appreciate you doing, especially on the time constraints. I'm sure the LFO is sick and tired of hearing people say, I know how swamped you are, but could you? And we did it to you again yesterday. We'll try to avoid that in the future. Paul, why don't you go ahead and go forward?
Package 140, conversion of immigration positions to permanent. You'll see a whole series of these packages. Again, we discussed this in some depth during phase one and two. These packages convert long-term limited duration positions into permanent positions. The department went through some extensive review of their positions that they have, including limited duration positions primarily funded with federal funds. The criteria for recommendation to, that they be made permanent be that they have existed for at least 5 years or more, and those consecutive years, with long-term funding available for the foreseeable future to continue the program. LFO is recommending approval of a number of these packages, and these will all be with modification, in this case with modification to adjust the PERS rate and also some technical adjustments to add a seasonal position created during the budget to address DEQ water quality standard issues. And so LFO is recommending approval of package 140 as modified. Package 160, modification and management of positions. This package addresses the need for additional positions in the high desert region. I'm adding two seasonal permanent positions in high desert, funded through a shift from service supplies to personal services. LFO is recommending approval as modified with the PERS adjustments. Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments, makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rates. LFO is recommending approval. Package 802, you'll see a series of package 802s that are all technical adjustment packages with some adjustments that the department brought forward before a work session on a number of issues, primarily to align positions with funding and move contracted expenditures and positions to program areas where the contracts are actually managed. Again, this is to right-size the budget, move the pieces into the correct boxes. This package also reverses a package 060, which is a technical adjustment-based budget package. It was included in the governor's recommended budget that would have moved engineer positions to propagation from natural production. This package is reversed at the request of the agency. LFO is recommending approval of package 802, technical adjustments. Package 811 is a Senate prioritized reduction. This package makes an additional fund shift using license and tag, other fund revenue from the ending balance to replace general fund in the hatchery program. And this would reduce general fund by $200,000 and increase other funds by $200,000. And Mr. Chair, that is a Senate prioritized package that's not included in the House budget. The
House does not reduce that, take general fund out of it.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you.
moving on to the Natural Production Program Unit, which starts on page 18 of 50. This package 090 eliminates a fish screens engineer position, also eliminates a position working on in-stream water right and water flow issues. Package continues 03-305 fund shift of aquatic surveys and fish passage activities from general fund to Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. And continues a fund shift of Oregon Plant monitoring positions with moving Measure 66 operations out and Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds in and make smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval of this package with a number of modifications. Restoring the screens engineer position eliminated in the governor's recommended budget using Measure 66 operations lottery funds and denying the shift for support of aquatic surveys and fish passage activities from general fund to Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. Instead, these will be funded with Measure 66 operation lottery funds. And this package is, these shifts are changed because of concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries over the governor's proposed use of these funds. The package also includes some technical adjustments to correct a problem in GRB with the way the aquatic survey and fish passage shifts were accomplished. So LFO is recommending a package of approval of package 090. I would note that the in-stream and water right position is restored in a later package that we'll get to in a few minutes. Package 100, Hatchery Research Center Operations. This adds positions and funding to operate the Hatchery Research Center, which ODF&W received funding to construct during the 2003-05 session. Construction of that center is nearly completed. Operation of the center uses $1 million of other funds earmarked for this purpose by the 2003 legislature. The funding was used on a one-time basis in the current biennium for IT upgrades, so those funds are available in 05-07 to operate the hatchery. LFO is recommending approval of package 100 with modifications for PERS adjustments. Package 130, Coastal Monitoring, adds 20 positions for Oregon Coastal Monitoring Program using Measure 66 Operations Lottery Funds. LFO is recommending approval as modified to move the Measure 66 Operations Lottery Fund to Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Funds and make PERS adjustments. This funding and these positions will be used to further advance the recovery planning and monitoring program for endangered or listed salmon and steelhead. Also would note that this package, LFO is recommending that the positions be made limited duration, as was originally intended in the governor's recommended budget. LFO believes that these are a proper use for the Pacific Coastal SAM recovery funds, and this position and the information that they create were instrumental in the recent COHO assessment work that the department completed. Package 140, conversion of limited duration positions to permanent. Again, a package that would make 64 positions that have previously been limited duration make them permanent and continue 7 positions as limited duration. And once again, these positions to be made permanent had to have been created for 5 years or more and have stable funding into the future biennium. LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments and technical adjustments to align positions with funding and to move contract expenditures and positions to program areas where the contracts are managed.
You know, Paul, maybe I should make a statement about this I didn't think of. The reason we're doing this is that we have a huge turnover in all these positions. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 50-60%. We're not quite certain why, but we think it's probably because of the limited duration. And people just aren't sure they have a job there. They're moving to other jobs to state government. We'd like to make these permanent so that we haven't got that retraining going on or the difficulty with it.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. And also it really chews up the budget because if positions are going to be occurring over a number of biennia, they really just should not be limited duration. They should be budgeted as permanent positions if you're going to keep using them now and in the future.
Thank you, Paul.
Package 160, modification and management of positions. This package addresses the need for additional positions in the High Desert region, Northwest region, and headquarters by adding 2 new positions and months to existing positions in the High Desert region, permanent seasonal position in Northwest region, and adds a permanent administrative support position for the 5th Division in headquarters. LFO is recommending approval of this package as modified with PERS adjustments. Package 170 is a package that deals with some settlement agreements for fish mitigation the department has received funding for. This would add positions for compliance with 2 settlement agreements for hydroelectric relicensing conditions. 4 positions are added for the Pelton Round Butte Dam, and 2 positions are added for the North Umpqua Hydro Facility. LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments. Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate. Package 802 again makes technical adjustments to align positions and funding with contracts in the areas where they should be budgeted. Also reverses the package 060 technical adjustment that would have moved engineer positions out of this program and into the propagation program. LFO is recommending approval. Package 810 adjusts the fish screens program funding. Historically, the program had $4 million of Measure 66 capital lottery funds. The governor's budget, we believe, erroneously included an additional nearly $1.2 million of Measure 66 capital lottery funds that had been provided in the current biennium for carry-forward limitation, but the understanding was really for the need was one time. This was continued in the governor's budget. We're recommending removal of these capital dollars. In addition, we're recommending $350,000 of Measure 66 Operations Lottery Fund is added to the $4 million base funding to provide some program flexibility in meeting the expenditure requirements dealing with Measure 66 capital-funded projects. LFO is recommending approval of this package. Package 811 adds $750,000 of Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds to accelerate completion of recovery plans for ESA-listed salmon and steelhead. The work is going to be completed in cooperation with NOAA Fisheries. This is an enhancement to current costs associated with federal decision to list the number of salmon and steelhead stocks in Oregon, and as part of a package of uses for Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds, and addresses one of the prime concerns of the federal granting authority, which is NOAA Fisheries, that Oregon was not completing the recovery plans or assisting in completion of recovery plans in a timely fashion. So LFO is recommending approval of this package with the understanding the limitation is provided on a one-time basis and the positions are limited duration. Package 812, Special Committee Adjustment Number 2, provides limitation for work on the Lower Columbia River Estuary Restoration Projects related to Columbia River Channel Deepening. Legislation passed last session earmark some monies for restoration work in Lower Columbia. These funds would come from Economic and Community Development Department and are the proceeds of lottery bonds issued in 2004. LFO is recommending approval with the understanding that limitation is one time and the positions are limited duration. There will be some work in the 07-09 biennium that will continue, but not the same number of positions and not the same amount. So LFO is recommending inclusion of a new package for the next budget cycle. Package 813 continues an existing ESA specialist position. This would be continued using Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. The position works closely with NOAA Fisheries on issuing take permits related to salmon and steelhead listings. The position is important to make sure that projects are implemented in a timely fashion and the department has the resources to review any projects for potential take issues. Funding had previously been provided by NOAA Fisheries. However, the federal agency notified ODF&W in May that the discretionary funding used for this grant would no longer be continued. Therefore, LFO is recommending approval to continue the position using Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. We believe that this is a good use of these dollars as this is a cost associated with a federal listing decision.
This is still part of the agreement with the feds, right?
Mr. Chair, this is a little bit separate from that. This is an issue that came up separately and late in the game. My guess is that they will have very little problem with this position, as it is a position they have found is vital to getting the work that they need done completed in a timely manner. Package 814, again, LFO is recommending approval of that package. Package 814 restores a position in the Library Services Program working to archive and access Oregon's fish and wildlife research. I'm afraid I copied and pasted a little bit of language here that's not needed from the reduction, but in my hurry to get this package done. But I would say that the funding for the position comes from other fund program reductions you will see in other program areas, and I will point those out as we go along. The position had been supported with general fund but was cut in the governor's recommended budget. So this adds the position back to deal with water right, water flow issues, as an FTE, and $146,150 of other funds. That is it for the recommendations for the natural production program.
Go back to under marine resources.
Marine resources starts on page 25 of 50. Package 090 makes smart buy reductions. Package 140 would make 27 positions that had been limited duration permanent.
Okay, we won't do that then. Wish we will. Go ahead.
LFO recommendation approval of this package as modified with PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments to move contract expenditures and positions to the programs where the contracts are actually managed. LFO again is recommending approval. Package 180 is a package that would add some one-time limitation from a dedicated fund, which is the Halibut Research Fund. This would use $25,000 of those monies to do research on Pacific Halibut. LFO is recommending approval. Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rates. Package 802 makes technical adjustments to align positions with funding and move contract expenditures positions to program areas where they're managed. Package 810, and LFO is recommending approval of 801 and 802. Package 810 would backfill federal funding provided for the Pacific Coast Fisheries Information Network. The federal government had been providing money to the state to gather information on commercial fish catches by area. This package would use monies from the state's commercial fish fund to backfill the eliminated federal funding. The proposal to use the commercial fish fund was brought forward and is supported by the commercial fishing industry. I might just note that you heard about this in phase two during public testimony. The department undertook a stakeholder meeting with a number of representatives from the commercial fishery industry, all with, I believe, fairly unanimous support for backfilling the federal funds in this program using commercial fish fund. LFO is recommending approval on a one-time basis, noting that these funds will be phased out for 07-09. We have some concern that if the state continually backfills the federal shortfall, the likelihood of the state ever receiving those federal monies again would be greatly diminished. So
the odds are we'll have a significant budget hole next time around.
Mr. Chair, there's that possibility. We would hope that the federal government would step up to meet their obligations and provide the necessary funding.
I would ask also that we should think the commercial fisheries need to step up and talk to us about this interim also. So we run into a problem in the next session. Mr. Terry from AIAC left. It's just something we need to keep our eye on.
Could you say something about Terry?
I thought Terry was here a moment ago.
He's going to be here in a couple minutes again.
I just want them to clearly understand that funding it from both the federal level and the state level may not be available, or if it is, we have to shift it from some of the program. We need to be aware of that as well. Paul, thanks for letting us know. Maybe a little break there, too.
Thank you. I should have drank some water.
Drink some water, too. This is a long budget, folks. I'm sorry, but we have to get through
Terry, say something to him.
Now, Terry, the discussion we just had.
I feel like I got a little off guard. I thought I was coming down to Dr. Frank.
That's okay. Could you identify yourself, please?
My name's Terry Thompson, ex-legislator, county commissioner from Lincoln County, and 50 years of involved with sports and commercial fishing.
Thank you, Terry. This is nothing for you to testify to or make any comment about. We just wanted to really point out that we're concerned about Package A-10, which is the Pacific Coast Fisheries Information Network. It's being funded in this budget, but we're concerned about 0709, and we're not sure we'll get federal funds for that, and if we have to get state funds for it, we may have difficulty doing that without shifting from other areas. Just want you on notice that that's something we should be talking about in the interim.
The package is what?
Mr. Chair, Terry, you're looking at the wrong document.
Oh, that's why. Okay, I was going
to go to, if you got the old one, look for 26 of 46.
I don't have the old one in front of me.
If there are any copies out
there. There you go. What page is it on?
It is on page.
Terry, requires no action right now. We're funding it right now.
Okay.
It's a result of the consensus group that you helped put together and people worked on. We want to make it real clear that we have a potential concern in 0709, and we're back in session. That's something I'd love to see worked out prior to session on a consensus basis again.
Well, anytime we can work out consensus.
Can't turn
advantage.
That down, can you?
This is described on page 26 of 50.
26 of 50.
Yeah. Package 810.
You got me lost here in this document. I haven't looked at this one. Oops. There's what I'm looking for. Thanks. Oh, this is okay. I'm familiar with this one. Okay, sorry about that. This is important that we get this worked out because if it's packed in funds, that's the important one for all of us. It's the data gathering. You've got to keep this one in here. It's absolutely essential.
In this budget, this for this biennium.
Right.
My concern is that there's not obvious funding for it in the next one. The feds may or may not help fund it. The state may have to shift money into it. All I'm saying is during the interim, we need to keep this discussion going. Okay?
Absolutely. I mean, without PACFIN, we don't have the data gathering system in fisheries that we need in order to actually manage the fisheries. This is for commercial and sports. This is absolutely critical. And there is no other entity to fill its place.
Thank you.
That's what you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for. And what I'm also looking for is the commitment that we talk about this interim, not waiting to get back to session.
Absolutely. I mean, if they cut the funds, we'd have to try to figure out a way to generate that data and shift it over to the state, and then you'd have to have a mechanism of making the cut someplace else. It put the department in a heck of a position.
I understand that, and that's why I brought the point up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your testimony. I look forward to talking to you after the first of the year.
Well, you guys don't give me much chance to look at it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine.
But I want to get that into the testimony.
I don't know which one's which. Matt and Belize and Doug. Yeah, return everything to the right foreigner, would you, Thompson?
Paul, you want to pick it up again?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we're starting with recommendations for interjurisdictional fisheries, which begin on page 28 of 50. Package 090 would shift the general fund service supplies to other fund license tag revenue to create some general fund savings. LFO is recommending approval of this package. Package 140 would make 13 positions permanent. Again, these are limited duration positions that have existed for five or more consecutive years with stable funding. LFO is recommending approval with PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments to align the positions with the appropriate funding. Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate and Attorney General rates. LFO is recommending approval of that package. Package 802 makes technical adjustments, again, to align some positions and contract expenditures in the right appropriate area. You'll see that funds are being added into this program area for some contracts that should be managed in interjurisdictional fisheries. Package 810 shifts $1 million of general fund support for activities of this program area to other funds from license tag revenue. These activities to be shifted include most of the funding for the administration of the Fish Division, which is budgeted in this program unit. LFO is recommending approval. Again, this creates $1 million of general fund savings by shifting those activities onto other funds from the department's ending balance. The House also adopted this plan.
Exactly the same?
Exactly the same on package 810. It's exactly the same. Package 814 would create other fund savings to fund the position dealing with in-stream water flow rights. This package would terminate the department's participation as lead planning entity for Columbia River Gorge sub-basin planning. Another entity would have to take the lead on this package. This is package 814 on page 29 of 50. This is one of the new packages that were added at the request of the chair. And that is the recommendations for interjurisdictional fisheries.
You'll see several of these new changes, which are small, but allows us to fund a position. And as we walk through, you can explain that, I believe.
Mr. Chair, I would move to the recommendations on wildlife game, which begin on page 31 of 50. Package 090 reduces general fund supporting upland game program and shifts some of those funds onto some of that activity onto other funds. LFO is approving the package with a modification that would move the reductions between expenditure categories and also would add some other funds to backfill the upland game bird general fund reduction at the request of the agency. LFO is recommending approval of package 090. Package 140, this package would make eight positions permanent that had previously been limited duration. LFO is recommending approval with PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments, including moving a veterinarian position from wildlife diversity to wildlife game. Package 160 addresses needs for some additional months on an existing seasonal position in the wildlife game program. Package 180, again, deals with dedicated and obligated accounts. This one would add one-time limitation from dedicated revenues for the turkey program in the amount of $100,000, the antelope program in the amount of $25,000, and the mountain goat program in the amount of $10,000. Again, these are one-time additional limitation using balances in those dedicated and obligated accounts. LFO is recommending approval. Package 801 makes some technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS and Attorney General rates. Package 802 makes technical adjustments, including aligning positions with funding and moving some of the Pittman and Robertson funds to correct programs. LFO is recommending approval. Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments, adds limitation for waterfowl contracts that will provide wetland restoration on DFW lands. There were some issues regarding some state contracting rules that needed to be worked out, so this limitation was not included in the governor's recommended budget. Those issues have now been resolved, and LFO is recommending approval of adding $950,000 of other fund limitation to allow these contracts to be entered into and executed. LFO adjustments for the wildlife habitat program begin on page 34 of 50. Package 090 reduces general funds supporting access and habitat program. Also continues a fund shift of habitat biologists working on salmon recovery and watershed enhancement. from general fund to Pacific Coastal SAM recovery funds. This was a shift that occurred last biennium. LFO is recommending approval as modified to deny the shift for support of the habitat biologists using Pacific Coastal SAM recovery funds due to concerns raised by NOAA Fisheries over this use. These activities would instead be supported with Measure 66 Operations Lottery funds. Also add some other fund limitation to backfill the habitat Access and Habitat Program Administration General Fund reduction, and this would be using the Access and Habitat dedicated funds to support that instead. LFO's recommend approval of Package 090. Package 110, Western Oregon Stream Restoration Project. This adds 13 limited duration biologist positions in the governor's budget for use in the Western Oregon Stream Restoration Program, working on salmon salmon and steelhead restoration activities. Measure 66 capital was provided in 0305 by OLS. The package also includes $140,000 of other fund license revenue for expenditures not allowed by Measure 66 capital. LFO is recommending approval of the package with some modifications to the funding for the program. LFO is recommending changing the funding mix to use $1 million of Measure 66 lottery fund capital, much like was used last biennium, because these are positions that work on projects or specific projects in these watersheds. Also recommending moving $470,692 from Measure 66 Operations Lottery Funds to Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Funds, along with some adjustments for PERS. Funding will be used to advance recovery planning and recovery efforts for salmon and steelhead in these areas. LFO believes the use of Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Funds is important to allow some flexibility to meet the stringent requirements for Measure 66 Capital Lottery Fund projects. Also would note that this package would make the positions permanent. This program has been in operation for a number of biennia now, and with this funding mix, LFO would recommend the positions be made permanent. Obviously, if Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Funds are not available next biennium, we will have to revisit this issue. Package 160, Modification and Management of Positions, adds some months to an existing seasonal position. LFO is recommending approval. Package 801, LFO Analyst Adjustments, makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate. Package 802 makes technical adjustments again to align positions and funding and move contract expenditures to correct areas. The department has continually worked on ensuring that the budget lines up activities with the program areas where they should occur. This would again continue that effort, and we're hoping to be nearing the end of the number of technical adjustments we've made with the budget. But when we get to the LFO recommendations on the budget bill, you'll see why all these adjustments are necessary. Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments, adds carry forward limitation for the Access and Habitat projects. A number of projects were approved towards the end of this biennium. They will not be completed in the current biennium. Instead, the monies will be expended in 05-07, even though they are using 0305 revenue. This adds $1.1 million of other funds for that purpose. LFO is recommending approval. Package 813 would create other fund savings to fund the in-stream position in the natural production program by eliminating the department's involvement with the writing of the Elliott Forest HCP and Forest Management Plan. Having had a short conversation with the department this morning, it sounds as if the Department of Forestry has notified them that there's likely no funding available for this activity in the upcoming biennia. And so that really is some limitation that is free but without revenue to support it. So the department will have to likely find the revenue for the position from some other source. And Package 814 moves federal funds limitation to the Wildlife Diversity Program for use with some grants that we will be approving, or you will be considering in a minute, from U.S. Fish and Wildlife ESA grants for species conservation. This is federal limitation that's no longer needed in wildlife habitat and instead is being moved into wildlife diversity. That is it for the LFO recommendations with wildlife habitat. Wildlife diversity begins on page 38 of 50. Package 090 makes smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval. Package 140 converts 5 long-term limited duration positions federal funded through federal contracts into permanent. Again, the funding is estimated to be there in the for the foreseeable future to support those positions. LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments and technical adjustments that aligns the positions at S&S with correct funding, and again moves the veterinarian position from diversity into GAIN program. LFO is recommending approval. Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments are technical adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate. LFO is recommending approval of this package. Package 802 also makes technical adjustments that the LFO is recommending approval. Package 814, as just discussed just a few minutes ago, would add federal funds limitation for 2 grants associated with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife ESA grant program for species conservation and recovery. I would just note that state agencies must apply for these funds. So often state agencies are requested to apply for these grants by other entities, including local entities, such as Benton County, which has asked the department to apply for a grant of $644,500 of federal funds for multi-species habitat conservation work. This grant was applied for at the request of Benton County. There's no land acquisition included in this grant project. I would note that the House approved limitation for this grant project. The second project is for $675,000 of federal funds that would pass through for maintaining acreage for Oregon silver spot butterfly habitat in Clatsop County. This conservation project would include land acquisition and to implement the Senate plan. LFO is recommending approval of both of these grants and increasing the federal funds limitation in this program by $1,319,500. Again, there's a corresponding reduction in the wildlife habitat program. And, Mr. Chair, that's it for wildlife diversity.
Just for a second, to note that the third part of this, the federal grant for the Oregon silver spot butterfly habitat, is not an announced version, correct?
Mr. Chair, that is correct.
Thank you.
Starting on page 41 of 50 is the funding provided to the state police for fish and game enforcement. You'll see one package in this program area, package 802, and this would increase the transfer to Oregon State Police to ensure adequate funding to support the same number of enforcement positions as were supported in 0305. You heard some discussion about this in the joint subcommittee process during phase two. OSP did not have the information at the time available to provide ODF&W on the true cost of continuing the same number of positions in the 0507 biennium, instead included just the standard inflation cost, which is not adequate to support the positions. So LFO is recommending approval of an increase in the transfer to OSP of $394,000 of other funds.
If my memory is correct, they had underestimated in 0305 the cost of those officers. We're not going back and correcting that, but going forward, we have the true cost as officers being transferred over. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. I would note that the House made note that there are some proposed budget notes for the OSP budget, one of which dealing with vacancies in the program area over concerns that the department maintains extra vacancies in the game enforcement program area ensure adequate positions in patrol, and the other dealing with a cost-benefit analysis of keeping game enforcement in OSP. And so you may see those in the Oregon State Police budget. Well, I guess you won't see those in the Oregon State Police budget until full committee, but they very well may be included. Again, LFO is recommending approval of Package 802 to increase the transfer to OSP.
And the budget notes have agreement by both sides, both co-chairs?
Mr. Chair, that I don't know.
That's the agreement we're functioning
yes.
under.
Yes,
and I'm hoping that's being maintained.
It is, and I would have to check with the analyst that does OSP.
That's in different budgets, so that's our
yes.
concern today. Thank you.
And that reminds me, I need to make sure that the OSP analyst knows about the $394,000 extra that we're transferring.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Page 43 of 50 is the Administration Division recommendations. Package 090 makes smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval. Package 140 would make one position permanent that had been limited duration. LFO is recommending approval with PERS adjustments. Package 160, modification management of positions. This would address a need at headquarters by adding positions for information, education, and administrative services, six positions and 3.5 FTE. Also would note that it reclassifies 18 information systems positions upward at least one salary range, and controlled hunt unit has some reclassifications. I would note for the committee that I've had extensive discussions with the department over the reclassifications of the information systems positions, and convinced that this reclass is necessary to ensure that the positions are classified for the work that they're actually doing. So LFO is recommending approval of package 160 with PERS adjustments and a technical adjustment to correct some funding for seasonal fishing and hunting education position. Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect a lower PERS rate and Attorney General rates. LFO is recommending approval. Package 802 makes some technical adjustments to realign positions with federal funding. LFO is recommending approval. And Package 814 is the last of the reduction packages used to support the in-stream water right flow position. This would reduce the department's licensing and reception customer service coverage by half of an FTE, which represents 12.5% of the staff that they have there. LFO is recommending again approval to implement the Senate budget plan for administration. That's it for the administration division recommendations. I'm moving on to the adjustments for capital improvements, which are on page 47 of 50. Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate for the one position that resides in this program unit. LFO is recommending approval. Package 802 would add some carry-forward limitation associated with the Hatchery Research Center. There are a number of construction projects, such as landscaping, asphalt paving, and some of the artwork that needs to be completed. And this work needs to be. This work will not be completed by the end of the biennium, so some additional carry-forward limitation is necessary on a one-time basis for 05-07. Expectations work will be done in the first few months of the 05-07 biennium. Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments, as one-time additional limitation for contract work that will identify the deferred maintenance needs of all ODF&W facilities. The department has a deferred maintenance plan that is quite old, and I believe was compiled using in-house resources. This would be some money for a contract to hire outside professional help to develop a plan to address the department's significant deferred maintenance needs. I would anticipate that as they work this plan through, you will be seeing some packages in next biennia to address the deferred maintenance needs that are identified through this plan. So LFO is recommending approval on a one-time basis for increasing other funds limitation by $350,000. And Package 811 adds $500,000 of carry-forward limitation for restoration enhancement projects that were approved towards the end of this biennium. This will be using, again, 0305 revenue, but the expenditure will occur in 0507. It also adds $1 million on a one-time basis for new R&E projects during 0507 using revenue that is projected to be available above and beyond what was included in the governor's recommended budget. And LFO is recommending approval as one-time limitation increase. That's it for the rest of the recommendations. There is nothing in the capital construction or in capital construction expenditures for the department this biennium, so there is nothing there. Mr. Chair, that is all the LFO recommendations for the Department of Fish and Wildlife budget.
Congratulations for getting through that and a little bit of voice. I'm impressed, Paul. I would entertain a motion to accept the Paul's packages.
That's my job. to say something like so moved.
It is your job to say so moved. Thank you. I expect there'll be a significant disagreements in certain parts of this package. I expect that. There is even on our side, this is a very complex budget and things we all have concerns about. But considering where we are in the process and the time available to us, as well as the need probably for more scrutiny at our next session, I think this is probably a reasonable package to be putting out. There will be some more discussions about my expectation about Diamond Lake, the bear study, and the reductions that have been taken on the House side. Those discussions will occur at a later time. Any other discussions this time?
You said your expectations of Diamond Lake.
There will be more discussions concerning Diamond Lake.
Okay.
As you noticed, what you don't see in this budget is packages for the Diamond Lake restoration. You don't see the bear study package. And I believe that on the House side, they have taken some 3% reductions across the board, which you have not seen here.
Okay.
So that will be future discussions. This is the budget I'm recommending we send up to the Special Budget Committee.
Since you mentioned Diamond Lake, I'd just like to quote former State Representative Terry Thompson, Commissioner Terry Thompson, who was talking to me in the hall during part of this, and it was about one of your least favorite subjects, Mr. Chair, and I always support my chair, and I want you to understand that, but I want to give you a quote of his. Terry made the comment in the hall that when it comes to Diamond Lake, you'll get about 30,000 pounds of fish under ODF&W's system. Under private aquaculture, you'll get 50 to 60,000 pounds of fish for Diamond Lake. I just like that in the record. I know I sound very Republican. I'm ready to join Senator Nelson over there on this on this Republican issue. It amazes me that private enterprise can put so much more fish in water. I didn't know that Terry was the author of this until half an hour ago, but he was the author back in 1999 of the bill that said 10% of the trout budget of ODF&W should go to private agriculture. It is my belief that it's never been close to 10%. It's amazing to me that we can't seem to get there after all those years. Those are the comments of the good former representative and now chairman of the Lincoln County Commission, and I just wanted them in the record.
Thank you. Any further comments? We'll give you that opportunity in about 2 seconds, okay? Hearing no further discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote on the motion, please.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Shields?
Given my frustration, I am giving a courtesy vote to this of a yes.
And I'll vote yes. Package is passed. Let's move on.
Mr. Chair, you have two budget notes that are proposed for inclusion in the budget report. The second one, page 2, you've seen before, dealing with efficiencies and water permitting processes. And the other budget note is a budget note regarding revenues and expenditures for the department, directing the department to report to the emergency board through the legislative fiscal office and budget and management on the following items: 0507 revenue and expenditure trends, beginning balance for 0507, projected ending balance for 0507, and the ending balance needs for 0709. Also, the department is to evaluate the need for an fee increase in 0709 or 0911, and these evaluations should include projections of the amount of fee increase necessary to maintain programs at the current levels and an additional fee increase needed to fund possible new programs such as for freshwater fisheries. And this budget note was included because of the concern of the continued drawdown of the department's ending balance, primarily to fund shift out general fund, and the desire to track closely what occurs with the department's revenues and expenditures as we move through the biennium.
The obvious attempt here is to prevent a necessity for raising licensing fees in the near future, the next two bienniums if possible. And that's what we're looking for. Correct?
Mr. Chair, that would be the hoped outcome.
Going forward,
Just need a motion to include the two budget notes into the budget report for the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
So moved. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Item C are the recommended changes to the appropriation bill. This would delete the contents of Senate Bill 5616, which is a blank appropriation bill, and insert the following. And what you see here is what the budget bill will look like once it is amended into Senate Bill 5616. Again, as I said previously, the department included a number of technical adjustments. The reason being, as you can see, there are a number of very separate appropriation lines for this department. This occurred a number of biennia ago. I believe the first time was in 01 when the budget bill was parsed to this extent. That was done because of concerns at the time that money was not being spent where the legislature felt it should be and where the legislature was approving it to be spent. Therefore, the budget was parsed into these separate program area appropriations, limiting any ability to move dollars around between programs without the consent of the legislature. The department has been to the emergency board for rebalances in the past. We are hoping with the technical adjustments we made in this budget that they will not have to appear before the emergency board for a rebalance during the next interim, but obviously we cannot guarantee that that would happen. So, Mr. Chair, that being said, I would... those are the recommended changes for the appropriation bill, which is Senate Bill 5616.
Thank you, Paul. I'm going to ask that we not read through Section 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and that we consider them as a whole. It's there before you. This is not any surprise. We've been through all the packages. I would entertain a motion to accept the recommended changes to the appropriation bill.
So moved.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Any objection? Note that Senator Nelson objects. There's a no vote. Senator Shields? I suppose we should officially make it a roll call vote. Sorry.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes and so moved. And we need a final motion, I believe, now.
So moved.
Final motion is to move, as been made to move Senate Bill 5616 with amendments to Senate Special Committee on Budget with a do pass recommendation. I'll ask for roll call vote again. Oh, I'm sorry. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. A roll call vote, please, again.
Senator
Nelson.
No.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Aye. That completes our work on Senate Bill 5616, and we will end this work session. And we will take a 2 minutes and no longer than that pause while LFO recovers his voice. And Ken Rock will
change his appearance.
And then you will reappear, though, shortly thereafter. We will be hearing Senate Bill 358, and then we'll follow that with 740. So 358 is up next in about 1 or 2 minutes.
You're carrying it.
I'll carry it.
Yeah.
Two people for testimony, Ed Glad and Bill Kluting. Would you both like to step up? Please identify yourselves and give us your testimony.
My name is Ed Glad with the United Brotherhood of Carpenters. This Senate Bill 358 is the fourth version of concept that we've been advocating to allow the various agencies that do restoration work in natural resources to collaborate together in order to be able to have the workforce that does the restoration work have opportunity to extend their jobs or through the various contracts that are done on individual sites by coordinating the various agencies' work to work in sequence. This bill made it through the House 2 years ago, and now we're working our way through the Senate. And there are some amendments that are presented before you today. Essentially, the amendments began after the committee heard and passed the bill out, and a work group was formed with all the various agencies that are named in the bill itself coming together and say, you know, this would work better if we did this. And so essentially the outcome of that work group are the Dash 1 amendments, and the one other feature of the Dash 1 amendments that made the whole thing more palatable and why we're before you is that we moved the demonstration projects from 5 to 2. Hopefully that would make the cost go down. So we would ask you to put those Dash 1 amendments into the bill and move it to the full committee and on to the Senate.
Thank you, Ed. Bill?
Thank you, Chair Bates, Senator Shields. For the record, my name is Bill Cluding. I'm representing the Western Council of Industrial Workers here in Oregon. I want to thank the Senate in these hectic days to bring this bill forward. Yes, this bill does have a small fiscal, but the results of this bill will return many rewards for this state. Oregon has many natural resources. We need to do all we can to protect, enhance, and make sure that they remain sustainable for the future. This bill creates a board that creates a workforce that ensures that all these items I just mentioned are accomplished and done correctly. As an example, I'll give you the Coquille Watershed Group. For a decade now, this little group, numbering up to 12, has been doing this type of work in this little small area of Coquille, at family wage jobs with benefits, and this is the work they do, restoration, fish streams, everything. And the unique thing about it, it's steady year-round, and they work mainly from grants. By the various agencies that have the responsibility of taking care of our natural resources, by working together and pooling their workloads, outlining year-round work in specified areas in this state, we can create many, many of these small work groups, like the Coquille Group. That's what this bill is all about, protecting natural resources and creating full-time family wage jobs with benefits here in this state of Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other testimony? Thank you both for coming and explaining the bill. I appreciate your time this afternoon. We're in a final days of the session, and we're doing some strange things here in Ways and Means. This bill is going to be amended here today on a substance basis, not on a financial basis, which is something we don't normally do. We'll be doing that with several bills, probably through this week and next, and just necessary because of the time crunch we're in. So I would entertain a motion for the Dash 1 amendments to be placed into Senate Bill 358.
So moved.
It's been moved. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Dash 1 has been moved into Senate Bill 358.
Mr. Chair, I'd move Senate Bill 358 as amended by the Dash 1 amendments.
I would like to I'll accept that with the following change. We're going to have to conceptually amend 358-1 at the recommendation of LFO. I want to refer you to page 3, line 16, and line 20. Line 16 needs to be conceptually changed to paid out of funds appropriated, and we will need to insert to the Department of Economic Development for the task force, and we'll be deleting the word to there, for the task force, for that purpose. The reason we have to do this is we cannot give funds, appropriate funds,
to
a task force. It has to go to an agency and then be sent to the task force from there. Similarly, on line 20, we'll have to make the same change. After the word appropriate, we'll have to insert the words to the Department of Economic Development for, delete the word to, and then complete the sentence with the task force.
What line was that?
Line 20.
Okay.
On page 3. Mr. Rocco, is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. Well, I would suggest we'll let Legislative Council figure out the exact language, but that is the intent of what we're doing.
So that will be our conceptual amendment to the bill, and I would hope that could be obtained from LC prior to the bill actually being heard in the special Senate subcommittee or special Senate committee on budget. So we have a motion on the floor then. Do I hear any objections?
Hearing discussion?
Any discussion?
I just wanted to apologize for jumping the gun. I didn't realize that we had to adopt the dash ones before we could amend the dash ones, but that's exactly how it would have to be. That's why you had to do it in this order rather than correcting the dash ones first and then adopting them.
And this way, this was outside of the dash ones that we put in, so
yeah,
it's, I thought that was the best process to go through.
Okay. It's just the first time I've been exposed to that, so okay. Sorry for jumping the gun.
Don't feel bad. I'm no expert on this either. So, hearing no objections, we will pass Senate Bill 358-1 as amended and as conceptually amended to the special Senate Committee on Budget. So ordered. We will then close the work session on Senate Bill 358. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You want to carry
that? And I'll have to carry that, too. Yeah.
Now you
actually, and Nelson wanted to carry this one. He wanted to vote out and carry it. He didn't carry it.
Now, Nelson might carry it in the full ways and means.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a bill that I wouldn't mind carrying on the floor of the Senate. If
we're thinking enough, you carry it on the floor then.
If you guys don't mind.
Absolutely.
Because I've been an enthusiast of this bill for some time.
I'd love to have you carry it, no problem. Thanks, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for looking at it so quickly, too. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
Paul, have you recovered from OGFMW?
I think so.
Don't believe him. He was back there with some gargle.
Right. Let me get my stuff recovered here, too. You know. I may want to warn people where we're off. Okay, we're all here now. Paul, I got to get my notes together for 7:40 here. We got three amendments to put in if my memory is correct. Do we have the numbers for?
We have copies of the amendments.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you should have at your place a packet that begins with fiscal impact statements.
Right.
And you'll see the copy in that packet stapled together as a fiscal impact statement.
I have no this thing up here. Hang on, don't get too, okay. Going too fixed.
Okay. Then you'll see the dash A5 amendments, which mm-hmm. appropriate the money to the respective entities and delete, in essence, fill in the blanks that are in the current version, A and growth version of the bill.
Where's the...
You'll see the
dash. What are the dashes for the fiscal? The other dash fives?
Yeah, that's the dash fives.
We'll do dash eights, dash fives, and then the...
And then the dash eights are also here, and then a separate sheet, you'll have the dash A9s. So you need dash A5, dash A8, and dash A9.
And our copy of the A9, do you want to make some photocopies of those four?
Yes.
Okay.
You should be in your somewhere. If you don't, I can grab you another photo.
That's okay. There
you
go. Okay.
The dash A9s.
Yeah,
dash A9s are the ones that were, I believe, just or just brought to the attention of the committee.
Okay. We're going to open we're opening up a work session on Senate Bill 740. We have some work to do on this bill. Let me kind of lay it out, what we're going to try to do today and what we hope to accomplish. This bill is coming to us from a committee needing, again, as I said earlier, some work on it from a substance point of view, which is something we do not like to do at this level, but we will do today. One part of the amendment we're going to talk about is going to be the fiscal part of it. We'll also have to discuss two other amendments to it. The hope today is to move this bill to the special subcommittee on the Senate. This is not necessarily going to move past that until we have more discussion of it. It could easily come back to this committee. It could stay in the Senate committee. It could move to the floor. This is the first step, considering the timelines we're on. So I want to be very open about that to everybody. So it's not a rumor mill across the entire building about what's going on here any more than is absolutely necessary. I know we all love rumors, and they make our lives interesting, but unfortunately, in this case, I want to make this as clear as we can about what we're doing today. Okay? Having said all that, I would like first for LFO to lead us through the fiscal on this.
Mr. Chair, you do have a copy of the fiscal impact statement in front of you. I believe the concept of the bill is that general fund appropriation would be made up front to the Department of Environmental Quality and the Department of Revenue for their initial costs of this recycling program, that these general funds would then be repaid at some point in the biennium, presumably towards the end of the biennium, by the proceeds of the recycling fee. Just to note that the dash A5s deal with that fiscal impact by deleting on page 4, line 37, deleting the blank and inserting $165,693 for the appropriation of the Department of Revenue. And on page 5, line 4, deleting the blank dollar amount and inserting $756,000. Again, these would be general fund appropriations. Mr. Chair, you also, I believe, you do have a dash A8 amendments, which makes some substantive changes to the bill, and the dash A9 amendments.
Do you expect those amendments to change the fiscal of this significantly?
Mr. Chair, having just looked through it fairly briefly, I don't believe so. The dash A8s do allow for a civil penalty. It's rare that these types of civil penalties are ever instituted, and I'm not familiar with the specifics of the Department of Environmental Quality civil penalty authority, but often when there is a civil penalty authorized, those dollars go into the general fund to prevent any kind of conception of a benefit to a imposer of penalties. But again, I would have to check. Some programs are allowed to keep civil penalties, and I'm not sure about what the specifics are for this program.
I would add again that if we find we have time to review this in the next several working days, and there will be that opportunity, that if you find a significant change, that we can bring it back and amend the bill accordingly.
Mr. Chair, that's absolutely correct, I know that someone is here from the department that may be able to speak more authoritatively toward their civil penalty authority. If he knows for this specific instance how that would occur.
We're inviting testimony on the specific question if the testimony wishes to be given.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. I'm Bob Danko with the Department of Environmental Quality. We have both ways that the civil penalty money goes. Much of it goes to the general fund. The major penalties in air, water, and hazardous waste go to the general fund. Recently passed legislation like tanks, like spills, the civil penalty authority stays into the specific fund. So we have both approaches in our agency.
Thank you. We'll have to review what this particular one is.
I will, Mr. Chair.
I would also add that there are members of industry here who feel that they can actually fund a great deal of the upfront expenses, the first year expenses of this program, but in our deliberations, I think we have to kind of ignore that and assume that that can't occur, although possibly strongly it will. I would then entertain a motion for the A5 amendments.
So moved.
A5 amendments are moved. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none. So ordered. Now I would entertain a motion for the A8 amendments.
So moved.
Any discussion? Objection? So ordered. Similarly now for the A9 amendments. We may want to discuss these just for a moment. Okay.
Did you want me to move them first? So moved?
So moved. Okay, let's have a discussion now.
Okay, you discuss.
The A9 amendments are a key, particularly key part of this. There are members of the industry who already have a recycling program. They are opposed to this bill, feeling that they've done the job they need to do, and that the I think their feeling is the rest of the industry should follow. And they do not want a fee imposed on their products at the time of sale. We understand some of those feelings. One of the discussions that occurred around this was that we would possibly offer them a rebate through the state for the work they've done and are doing. We find that we can, in fact, not do that. The alternative was to have their products have no fee placed on them at the time of sale. The companies most commonly affected by that are Hewlett-Packard and Dell and possibly Gateway. The Dash 9 amendments allow for those products to be sold by those companies without a fee on them. This is going to make it somewhat difficult, however, for retailers. They will have to be careful to keep track of which is which, so to speak. It's something that can be done, but not easily necessarily. So there are concerns across the board in this bill. The industry is very concerned about it from the point of view of some being very much in favor of it. Some, as I've just said, for reasons I've tried to outline as fairly as possible, are opposed. The overall picture in this state and others is we have a problem that we need to deal with. We do not want to keep placing the electronics into our landfills. We have a legacy problem with TV sets that have built up. I think we all have probably a TV set somewhere sitting in an attic or a garage or somewhere that we're not sure what to do with. I'm not happy about those going into landfills. I think most people aren't. The question is how we deal with this. Some counties have already set programs up to take care of this. Some haven't. This bill is trying to address that problem. As I said earlier today, the purpose today is to move this to the Senate Special Committee on Budget. We need to get that done today. It may not move past that. It could go back to this committee for the reasons we've discussed already, or it could go forward. However, considering the amount of time we have left in the session, it is wise to move this bill at least that far forward now. Now, if not, then we'll probably lose the bill entirely just because of time constraints. So having said all that, as we have further discussion, I hope I presented everyone's position reasonably fairly.
Mr. Chair, I think I said this earlier today. I always support my chair. I haven't had time, given all the Rules Committee bills that I've been considering, to keep track of this one very well. There have been changes made to it that I frankly haven't talked to anybody about, haven't got any feedback from, but I support my chair, so let's just get on with it.
I will consider your vote a courtesy vote.
Not necessarily. Okay. I'm not that courteous.
But it might be more than that. And I would also make the point that there are one and possibly two people in this building who have voted to move this, and no one else has committed to moving this. That's me, okay? We believe we have the votes necessary, but I want to make sure nobody's tarred and feathered for this, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for that moving statement.
Yes, so to speak. So, having heard the discussion, any objections? No objection? So ordered. We will move Senate Bill 740 as amended to the Special Committee on Budget for the Senate. Did I get that out right that time?
The Senate Special Committee on Budget, Mr. Chair.
I had as much trouble as
earlier he referred to the committee we were moving it to as the subcommittee.
Yes, I know.
And I said to myself, I thought we were the subcommittee.
Well, I wish we weren't. So moved. And we are through for the day. Thank you very much for your time, everybody.
Well.